We try to shine a spotlight of truth in these Orwellian times.
This evening we bring you George Orwell's 1984, published 1949, except the posters that were plastered everywhere. The black mustachioed face gazed down from every commanding corner. There was one on the house front immediately opposite. "Big Brother is watching you," the caption said, while the dark eyes looked deep into Winston's.
There are such things as roving wiretaps. Now, by the way, anytime you hear the United States government talking about wiretap, a wiretap requires a court order. Nothing has changed, by the way. When we're talking about chasing down terrorists, we're talking about getting a court order before we do so.
Any sound that Winston made above the level of a very low whisper would be picked up by it. Moreover, so long as he remained within the field of vision which the metal plaque commanded, he could be seen as well as heard.
This is a highly classified program that is crucial to our national security. Its purpose is to detect and prevent terrorist attacks against the United States, our friends and allies. Yesterday, the existence of this secret program was revealed in media reports after being improperly provided to news organizations.
No way of knowing whether or not you were being watched at any given moment. How often or on what system the thought police plugged in on any individual wire was guesswork. It was even conceivable that they watched everybody all the time.
And the unauthorized disclosure of this effort damages our national security and puts our citizens at risk.
From where Winston stood, it was possible to read, picked out on his white face in elegant lettering, the three slogans of the party. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength.
That when we talk about war, we're really talking about peace.
War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength.
That when we talk about war, we're really talking about peace.
War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength.
That when we talk about war, we're really talking about peace.
War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength.